It's time to experience the Synergy Connection Show with your host, Lucy Forsting.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Synergy Connection Show, where for the past probably 6.5 years now, I have been bringing guests to the show to discuss some aspect of who we are, either physically, emotionally, spiritually, or intellectually. And my returning guest today is Barbara Guth, and we're going to be talking about transcending and transmuting our realities about finance, you know, and how that plays a big, big role in our lives today. Obviously, you can't go to the store on credit. Well, I guess you could, but you're still going to end up paying for it in the long run. And I think everybody at this moment in time is struggling to understand where we are with our financial world because of the stocks and the bonds and, you know, their bank accounts and their 401s and whatever else they have going, because everything is shifting very quickly and quite dramatically for an awful lot of people. And there's a tremendous amount of fear. And I think part of what Barbara and I are going to talk about today has to do with false evidence appearing real, which is what fear is, that, you know, we can't look at what we don't want unless we want to create exactly that. So changing our perception about where we're going in life maybe begins internally with where you are at this moment in your lifetime. And we'll kind of play with that concept in a few minutes. If you go to synergyconnectionradio.com, all of the shows are archived there. Half of the shows are at Spotify, Apple, Google, and iHeartRadio. So you can go catch half of them as podcast there. But if you want the shows from the very, very beginning, you can archive them at synergyconnectionradio.com. Also, on that website, there's a link to Boomers Forever Young. I've been using the Boomer products for the last 7.5 years. They've made a huge difference in my life. One of their brand new ones that is quite remarkable is called Myotrol. So it's M-Y-O-T-R-O-L. And it's the first product on the left-hand side when you look at all products. And the inventor of this actually came to this small company and asked the company to be the one to bring out or roll out this product for him. There have been people that have autoimmune disorders that are actually turning their lives around physically by using this particular product. What I noticed when I started using it a year ago is the stamina and the just general strength to go through a very busy day. A lot of my days are 9-hour work days, and it doesn't seem to affect me much anymore. And I will tell you that before, I would be tired at the end of my day, but I'm not nearly there anymore. So check out that product. If you decide that any of the products are of interest to you, when you check out in the discount code box, if you just put L-U-C-Y, you're going to get 15% off of your products. So don't forget to do that to get the 15% discount. And everything that they have is 60-day guarantee. So if you want to try something, see if it makes a difference, go for it. If it doesn't, you can return it. It's not, you know, a big deal. They want people just to get healthy. And that's part of what my show is about, is if you don't have your physical health, I personally think you can kiss goodbye to the rest, because you don't have the stamina, you don't have the energy to do the emotional work or to do the learning that comes with staying active intellectually. And you don't have the stamina then, you know, just to engage in life. I know people that drag themselves around all day long and have absolutely no energy. So get the physical going. The rest of it will fall into place. All righty. Welcome back to the show, Barbara.
Thank you, Lucy. It's really actually a delight to be back with you again. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we had such a fun time together at lunch. So I don't know whether we'll get to do that again before you leave and I leave. But I think we'll always stay connected one way or the other.
So too, we have a very aligned understanding of things. So I appreciate this opportunity to come on again, because the last conversation we had was quite a good start regarding, how do we take an empowered position through all those changes you mentioned earlier, right? We're going through such profound shifts. And how can we do this and not be knocked over by the winds of all the change and all the drama and melodrama going on? How can you actually hold your center through that? It's a really important.
Back in World War II, there, I believe, was a book, and I'm trying to remember the person that wrote it. He wrote it after World War II, and I want to say the last name was Wulk, like Woulk, but it was called Winds of Change, and it had to do with all the shifting that went on, after probably World War I and World War II, but definitely after World War II and the alliances. And here we are, we're talking about alliances in today's world.
Indeed, and it's such a critical moment to have clear mind and clear heart and clear spirit. And so watching, particularly as all the corruption that's being revealed everywhere, basically everywhere globally, and it's not left or right. That's a distraction. And that's a really good distractive technique, but it's not about that. It's actually in the systems themselves where that corruption is lying. And that's where we need to really hone in to understand, wow, if we can actually understand where in our systems where it is not serving our intention, our noble intention that was perhaps at the beginning of a lot of those structures. If we can see that that core issue got off track and how do we bring that back on track again with new structures and systems, that's a way to empower oneself, okay? So it's really important, the work that I'm doing, bringing forth this new financial platform, is to help empower both inventors, our innovators, and our investors, everyone, basically. We've been at, the financial system has kind of driven the whole world in all kinds of directions that don't necessarily serve the benefit or benefit humanity. And so, how do we take a better handle on that and use our intentionality to drive a new direct trajectory for humanity?
So the average guy out there that might be listening to this show, how do they go about doing that?
Well, that's the key question, right? So if you understand, again, look at this from a particular perspective. Like Tesla understood everything in the universe was frequency and energy, okay? And so when you understand that whatever you're doing is operating with those underlying unseen aspects of frequency and energy. And so I have written two books about this, The Evolution of Finance, where I'm really trying to educate people on how bringing the unconscious into conscious awareness, so you can understand, oh, I'm operating in a particular way without my awareness. Now, how do I bring that and make a clear choice now, understanding I want to make a different choice? How do I actually then do that? And so, when I'm tying it into finance, then the biggest piece that I have found is there regarding frequency and energy, you need to understand that we have been operating on a system that is being driven by fear and greed. Okay. We talked last time about the stock market and all of the whole financial system being driven by fear and greed. CNN has a monitor of how much fear and greed is going on. And that, so that's a very, that those emotions and energies can be easily manipulated. So that makes everybody really vulnerable, including nations, right? So it's not a particularly intelligent way in my mind to lead to global stability or individual stability. So, I mean, the stock market has its place, but understanding, I had said on the last conversation, you need an adult in the room to actually use a system or create a system that is not being manipulated by those sorts of lower vibratory levels when you're getting back to Tesla, the frequency energy, right? So for me, I created this sovereign revenue trust entity as a means to protect our innovators through love of creation. That is the true intention behind the platform that I've created as a means to counter this. And I really see it as the middle way. And there's multiple ways that it's the middle way. It was interesting because on a certain level, the SRTE is really embodying feminine principles, divine feminine or feminine archetypal principles of nurturing, nourishing, supporting, love. Those are very typical things you don't talk about much in on Wall Street, right?
Right, no, you don't.
Yeah, and so it was interesting. I was listening to a pod. I listened to all kinds of podcasts trying to further educate myself, and it was I came across one with Roseanne Barr just very recently, and she talked about the middle way, which in the Torah, which I wasn't familiar with. I was more familiar with the Buddhist perspective on the middle way, right? No, not too left, not too right, but right down the middle, right? And that's where any extreme is not good. And so the middle way is the way through. Just a phrase, the middle way is the path of the mother. And I thought, oh, that is so, what a beautiful combination of those two ideas and concepts, because that's what I've been bringing through in finance, or I'm going to be with my platform as I get it launched. And that's been the whole intentionality behind what I'm doing, because it's combining in a different way, different energetics, different intentions. And through that, we create a totally different trajectory for humanity. Does that make sense?
No, it absolutely does. I don't know whether I don't even know whether this is appropriate to bring this up, but I don't know whether you saw the movie Conclave.
I did not.
All right. What's interesting about that, I've watched it twice now, and what's interesting about that is at the end they choose a new pope, and this is exactly where we are right this minute, is the conclave is going to start in just another like week, I think. After the funeral services and everything for Pope Francis. But they choose a new pope in this, and it's how they go about doing that to find the middle way, to find the actual path that will be the mothering, that will have the sternness, but also have the love.
Oh, very interesting. That's very interesting.
Yeah, I thought so. And they created it. They made the movie, and well, it was released in 2024, I believe, right at the end of 2024. And it was almost like they knew, and I guess they did in a way, because his health has not been good for quite a while, but that this would happen. And it's so appropriate on so many different levels. For anybody who hasn't seen it, I would encourage them because it has a really interesting twist at the end, but I think it's an appropriate twist as you look at where we are today in the world and all of the different, I'm searching for the word I want, but you're being pulled in so many directions with your beliefs. And yet, like you said, if you can find that mothering center path, the middle way of going with your life, then it's not going to take you too far to the left or too far to the right, but it allows you to hear. And I know, supposedly God always said, or at least that's what I always heard, that you were given two ears and only one mouth, so you would listen twice as much. And I think that's true. We don't listen very well. And I was trained as a therapist, so I think I do a good job of listening. But most people, they are so much in need of getting their point across that they stop listening. And if you've ever had an argument with somebody, if they use the word why, that immediately sets up a defense pattern. Whereas if we ask questions that are like what and when and where and how and who questions, it's a way of seeking information. And so you ask a little question and then you listen, for answers.
Curiosity goes a long way, particularly right now, as a lot of energy is being put to get us divided. And if we can actually be aware of that and just choose curiosity instead from a loving, compassionate heart, and perhaps an ability to learn something new, and
Absolutely.
let go of something I thought I knew, but I realized maybe that wasn't correct. That's
Right.
just helpful energy to bring into any kind of dynamic, right? And relational dynamic. And you know, where my world has been is in finance these last 23 years. And as I realize, you know, how can we use a tool that throughout the centuries has not been a tool to really empower humanity, right? It's been very exploitative a great deal of time, and it causes a lot.
Money always has been a tool
But
to
it's our
improve on.
energy. Again, it's how we engage that. Do we use that as a means of determining our value, or is it just a tool of exchange? Those two lead to very different actions and therefore very different outcomes, right? And so being aware of all of that is so helpful to maneuver through these times. As difficult as it all is, it's such an opportunity to grow and expand and let go of old ideas and ideologies, and see what resonates for you true in a true way now as an individual. You know, what serves now as an adult at this time in life versus, 10, 15, 20 years ago, So that's the opportunity at hand right now, because as everything is starting to implode in lots of different ways, we get that opportunity. So I like to make lemonade out of lemons. So,
Yeah,
but I,
absolutely.
yeah. And so, when I was creating the Sovereign Revenue Trust Entity platform, the SRTE platform, it was really a means to take, by honoring creation or in the creator. All creators are innovators, are visionaries, and holding them as a priority in our intentionality, shifting that from not even noticed really in a lot of the financial structures now, it's not even relevant. When I first brought this out and was on one of my first podcasts, I had heard from hundreds of people around the world, and the inventors were so moved that that somebody had actually considered them in this scenario, because they're the one driving it all, right? All of our new innovation and the future of humanity is coming through our innovators, and they're not feeling very good. They've never felt very good, and that needs to change, because that's actually thwarting our evolutionary process to a big degree, right? So, and what I was trying to explain with, I put out two white papers beyond the books in these last several years here, and I'm really trying to help people understand where the whole is in this whole scenario in finance beyond the energetic. Now you need a tool, and where does this fit? And again, I go back to the middle way, because one of the other papers I wrote was regarding cryptocurrency, which is dealing, it's a good start. You're dealing with decentralizing power and transparency. Okay. And then between cryptocurrency and the other realm that I've been in, which is entrepreneurial, the entrepreneurial one, venture capital structure. Industry, right? I'm talking about structures. I'm not talking about people. I want to really be clear about that, because we've been dealing with structures that were created a long time ago without necessarily our input. So I'm speaking generally about structures. So that intentionally, when I mentioned in the last podcast, we talked about a trifecta, basically of investor primacy in 1919, fiduciary responsibility, all of that. And then the venture capital model led to this whole means of creating very centralized power, and we're taking away the innovator's right to direct and evolve their innovation as they see fit, and how they were inspired to do so. And I do have to move from a place of trust that that individual was given that information for a reason, that it came through them for a particular reason. And there's lots of different, things to say about all of that. But honoring that as the primary premise in finance has not happened before. And that would be a really good place to start beyond all the other changes that are taking place right now. But getting back to where the SRTE falls is between crypto, because it's taking the different, it's also a block, it's a blockchain, it's a blockchain-based financial structure and an asset class, okay? And so it will be basically, you'll have choice points. You have choice points about how you want to engage that, but it will be blockchain based, but it's not a currency. It's not a cryptocurrency. So there's, it's just using the transparency and the decentralized aspects of blockchain, along with an evolution of the venture capital model, which is not just about equity and how fast you can get out and how much money you can make, which has been the primary premise of that whole sector. It's about honoring the innovator and bringing all these things to bear. How can we then truly start experiencing true abundance by actually aligning with universal law, aligning with the principles of love and honor and creation in finance, and then going to a very different level of understanding of what abundance could look like.
Oh, and I could be wrong in my interpretation of this, but it seems like a part of it with abundance is not just acquiring over and over and over again, but it's acquiring something to do something positive with it and reinvesting it, whether it's in goods or people, or that leads to more abundance, when you do it that way, as opposed to one person saying, how much can I get for myself or for my company? But it's more of a sharing concept that allows you to have multiple platforms that you can work with. I mean, I always thought that if I came into a substantial amount of money myself, what would I do with it? It's just like playing with the idea.
Right.
And then thinking about, the good that you can do with resources, as opposed to a lot of people thinking about how much they can control and maybe have power.
Yeah, because in the end, you want to be the feeling, the things that really last. I mean, wealth is there. I have no issue with wealth. Wealth is a good thing. It's easier to do things and move around this world with wealth. But what is wealth, and what is abundance? And is it just on the material plane, or is it a multidimensional? I'm sorry for all the endless stinging here. What is the wh how are we defining that for ourselves? Because what feels fulfilling? What lifts your spirit? What makes you transcend this realm into something where you just expand into something more peace-filled? And goodness, I do apologize for that. So yeah, those are different questions. And I think another piece I'd like to touch on, because I know we don't have too much time. But there was a piece that I really wanted to address, particularly regarding usury, because usury has been something that's been addressed through all spiritual traditions throughout the centuries. Okay. But it's generally been a one-dimensional aspect of basically debt enslavement. You get loaned someone some money, and they're indebted to you because of the interest that's charged, right? So it's a debt enslavement. That's a one-dimensional perspective. And I think what we've never really looked at is the spiritual aspect or spirit level of usury. And I think that's really where the SRTE comes into play, is because we haven't really understood how usury and even the financial trifecta together, those two things, those clumps of things, that has had a terrible, it really hits at the soul and the spirit of a human being. And we're effectively, by doing these, the way we've approached finance, and none of this is intentional, it's just the way we've done things without really thinking about it. Again, the beauty of things falling apart is that you can put them together in a much more effective, beautiful way. But thus far, I feel like with all of those structures, we've really effectively been siphoning off the creative capacity of humanity, at its essence. And we're really, in a certain way, without realizing it, mistreating the human creative force, right? For a financial return. And it's like, wow, is that really how we want to keep going? Is that helping? Is that serving? Is that inspiring our innovators? Is it inspiring people to bring forth their creative joy and juice, that what they want to bring to the planet? And how do we support them in a financial structure that actually ensures that that intentionality is there to support and nourish and protect and give and maintain free will of that inventor, so that they know they can bring forward their vision. And in the interest of investors, that is, when everyone's on the same page around that and everyone's putting their energy towards driving that forward, the higher likelihood for a high or good investor return, but a higher outcome and best outcome amplifies dramatically. It's just physics. It's physics,
It is. When you say usury, I mean, that's exactly where we are at this moment in time with anybody who has any credit card debt at 28 to 30%. There's no more perfect example of that because you're being enslaved to your credit card. And for a lot of people in today's economics, that's kind of where they've had to go, is to use a credit card to maintain their existence. And now they're trapped, so we have an awful lot of people that are unfortunately in a bad place because of this concept of usury.
Well, I think a lot of these things are going to be addressed, or and are currently being addressed. And I think people like myself and others are bringing solutions that can, again, address these issues at the core level, along with a lot of the major players that have understood that various aspects within those structures as well need to shift. And so adding in new to some of the old pieces and creating a whole different system is really that's at the moment at hand. And it's quite an extraordinary moment in human history. And realizing that we have two giant financial structures. One's the venture capital industry. That's a multi-trillion dollar industry, as is the stock market. And those are giant engines, basically exploiting the creative juice of humanity. And again, I don't mean that as a judgment. It's just follow the energy. Is it bringing more and more people into the fold, or is it bringing less into the fold? And is the planet in a more stable position based on the engagement of these particular structures, and how can we evolve them and improve them? That's
Right.
really what I'm here to do with the platform that I've created. And
Do you think that the banking industry is willing to let go of the reins?
willing, I would probably say no. Why would they? I mean, again, when you have power, you don't want to give it up, right? But again, the power of the people, that's what the beauty of people coming together and collaborating from left, right, and everything in between is that together we rise and say, actually, we prefer another system, and we're going to do it this way. And as more innovators that are particularly bringing really key technologies that come to bringing that to bear for humanity, the more people like that, and the more people that are investing want to choose a different path, they're just going to have to follow. The banks are going to have to follow suit, because the mass of humanity is enormous. Christ always said the meek shall inherit the earth, right? He didn't say the. And so whatever tradition, they're all similar. They're similar messages. And I think that the shift is at hand, and it's an extraordinary moment, as I started with. It's an extraordinary moment, Lucy.
In closing, do you have like one or two or three like key points that you want people to keep in mind as we move into this new realm of how we treat creators and how we treat finances?
I would say simply that you do need a new methodology through the current system. You need to understand what you value and put that as a priority first in those dynamics, and then have the will and the spirit to be able to move that forward. And together, collectively, we change how things go down on this planet from an empowered place. We have that ability. It's not difficult. It's just a mindset shift, a couple of new tools, and we're on our way. And the commitment to actually take action,
And
through
that
love, through love.
true love, that mindset shift is critical, because it without that, nothing really changes. And people have to kind of look inside their souls, I think, not just in the mirror, and say, what do I value? What is important to me, with the amount of time, because we're never promised tomorrow. So, with the amount of time that I have each day on Earth, what do I want to do with that time?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a moment of great soul searching as these shifts are occurring. This is the moment.
This is the moment. That's true. Well, I appreciate you being back on the show again. And we will connect at some point in the future. My schedule is going to be a little more up in the air until I find myself relocated and settled in my new place, which is probably going to be during the month of June. But maybe we can get together in the fall. I know you're going to be checking around and seeing where you're supposed to go next. So
Yes.
who knows? You might be back in Europe when I talk to you the next time.
That could be very well the case. So, but yes, I did want to add that I would like to find me if you have any, if you would like to have any follow up. So the evolutionoffinance.com is my primary website. I'm on LinkedIn with Barbara Guth is my name, and then my company name is Sagesse Holdings, Sagesse Holdings. It's the French word for wisdom, by the way. And yeah, the other website is Sagesse, SRTE.com. These are all S's. Sagesse.com.
Okay, and that should be on the little synopsis,
Okay,
that
great.
will be out there as well, so that people will be able to just click on that and get to you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Lucy. And I'm hoping to educate people through my books, just to help as we break down these the current constructs within ourselves and outside of ourselves, doing that with consciousness and awareness leads to some pretty interesting opportunities at hand. So
I think
thank you
so.
so
I
much,
think so.
Lucy.
You are very, very welcome and have a beautiful summer. I mean, we're still in spring right now, but it's not too many weeks away before we'll be entering summer. And one of the things, of course, here in Florida, as you well know, that summer kind of begins for us in May. We jump from springtime weather into hot and humid. So
Yes, it's the next, the rest three, the next 3 or 4 months, it's up haired, up to.
yes, very, very much so. All right, everyone. Well, please go out there and make this your best life. Join us next week for another show with the Synergy Connection show. And we'll talk to you then. Bye-bye.
Boomers Forever Young is really making a name for themselves as an exciting nutritional company with products that really work. People from all over the country are starting to take notice. Their whole person approach to health and wellness, combined with their unique array of powerful natural health products, are setting them apart from all the other companies in the nutrition industry. Their customers love the one-on-one free consultations and the results they experience. Sound a little too good to be true? Then go online to boomerboost.com today and sign up for a free consultation with a product specialist, or just give us a call at 1-800-861-4609. Again, that's boomerboost.com, or call 1-800-861-4609 to join the thousands already experiencing the benefits of Boomers Forever Young products.